History of Modern Mathematics by David Eugene Smith. Article 4. Complex Numbers. The theory of complex numbers may be said to have attracted attention as early as the 16th century in the recognition by the Italian algebraists of imaginary or impossible roots. In the 17th century, Descartes distinguished between real and imaginary roots, and the 18th saw the labors of de Moivre and Euler. To de Moivre is due, 1730, the well-known formula which bears his name. Cosine angle plus I sine angle to the nth power equals cosine unknown angle plus I sine unknown angle. And to Euler, 1748, the formula cosine angle plus I sine angle equals E, Euler's number, angle, I. The geometric notion of complex quantity now arose, and as a result, the theory of complex numbers received a notable expansion. The idea of the graphic representation of complex numbers had appeared, however, as early as 1685 in Wallace's De Algebra Tractatus. In the 18th century, Kuhn, 1750, and Wessel, about 1795, made decided advances toward the present theory. Wessel's memoir appeared in the Proceedings of the Copenhagen Academy for 1799 and is exceedingly clear and complete, even in comparison with modern works. He also considers the sphere and gives a quaternion theory from which he develops a complete spherical trigonometry. In 1804, the Abbé Bouet independently came upon the same idea which Wallace had suggested, that plus or minus square root minus 1 should represent a unit line and its negative perpendicular to the real axis. Bouet's paper was not published until 1806, in which year Argand also issued a pamphlet on the same subject. It is to Argand's essay that the scientific foundation for the graphic representation of complex numbers is now generally referred. Nevertheless, in 1831, Gauss found the theory quite unknown and in 1832 published his chief memoir on the subject, thus bringing it prominently before the mathematical world. Mention should also be made of an excellent little treatise by Mouret, 1828, in which the foundations for the theory of directional numbers are scientifically laid. The general acceptance of the theory is not a little due to the labors of Cauchy and Abel, and especially the latter, who was the first to boldly use complex numbers with a success that is well known. The common terms used in the theory are chiefly due to the founders. Argand called cosine phi plus I sine phi the direction factor, and R equals square root A square plus B square the modulus. Cauchy, 1828, called cosine phi plus I sine phi the reduced form, l'expression réduite. Gauss used I for square root minus 1, introduced the term complex number for A plus B, I, and called A square plus B square the norm. The expression direction coefficient, often used for cosine phi plus I sine phi, is due to Hankel, 1867, and absolute value for modulus is due to Weierstrass. Following Cauchy and Gauss have come a number of contributors of high rank, of whom the following may be especially mentioned. Kummer, 1844, Kronecker, 1845, Scheffler, 1845, 1851, 1880, Bellavitis, 1835, 1852, Peacock, 1845, and De Morgan, 1849. Mobius must also be mentioned for his numerous memoirs on the geometric applications of complex numbers, and Dirichlet for the expansion of the theory to include primes, congruences, reciprocity, etc., as in the case of real numbers. Other types have been studied beside the familiar A plus B, I, in which I is the root of X squared plus 1 equals 0. Thus, Eisenstein has studied the type A plus B, J, J being a complex root of X to the third power minus 1 equals 0. Similarly, complex types have been derived from X to the K power minus 1 equals 0, K. prime. This generalization is largely due to Coomer, to whom is also due the theory of ideal numbers, which has recently been simplified by Klein, 1893, from the point of view of geometry. A further complex theory is due to Galois, the basis being the imaginary roots of an irreducible congruence, f x equals 0, mod p a prime. The late writers from 1884 on the general theory include Weierstrass, Schwarz, Dedekind, Holder, Berlotti, Poincaré, Studi, and Macfarlane. End of chapter, read by Leonidas for Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.